you worked for Ubisoft for quite some time. You worked on some really big games, you know, in the Rayman series, Splinter Cell, Ghost Recon. What made you leave and start another company?
That's a good question. In fact, Audrey and I, we worked for many years for Ubisoft and for big AAA IPs. So it's teams of 200 or 300 people. It's a time frame that's for a new game, it takes at least 4 years to make the game. And it's a very, very long process for a creative. So I think after all this good experience we had, we wanted to take the opportunity that was starting with the mobile platform and digital distribution to make games that were you know, faster to make, like a year or something like that, with smaller teams, with people we really know and share something with them in a very close way. And that was really a strong motivation for us, taking the opportunity as it was really blooming on the tablets and mobile phones.
Okay, so when, you know, all these tablets started coming out, at you as a designer, did you just start going crazy like, whoa, we could totally make games for this. This is something new. This is something fresh. How did you feel when all these tablets started coming out a couple of years ago?
It's funny because we were making these games. I remember working on End War or titles even more recently, playing the iPhone and playing games like Doodle Jump, Angry Birds, and all these games that are really good, really addictive, really simple and easy to pick up and play. And we were having fun with that, and we were thinking, it's a good game, but after 1 hour, 2 hours, I feel it's a bit always the same. And as a gamer, I want a little bit more. So we were excited by the device. We were excited by the simplicity, by the great game mechanics there were. But we wanted to bring our experience of making a game that has more depth. So that's really something that we were excited about. And we thought, okay, with our experience, we can come into this market and make a game that will also talk to gamers, not only casuals, but keep the best of the iPhone, the simplicity of the controls, and bring the depth of, you know, adding a little bit of story, adding a little bit of RPG elements, adding tactics to a simple action game mechanic.
Okay, so how do you think Squids does that?
So far, I'm pretty happy with the result. It's the controls are very intuitive. That's why we chose Squids as characters, actually. It's because they've got tentacles, so you can pull the tentacles and throw your squids like that. So it's very simple, very intuitive. Everyone gets it and has fun with that. You pull the tentacles, you throw your squid, it hits the enemies, makes some damage. So that's very simple, very Angry Birds-like. But after that, it's more than Angry Birds. I often say it's Angry Birds meets Worms, or Angry Birds meets Final Fantasy Tactics, because it's okay, you pull and throw your squids, but after that, you've got different classes of characters. You've got troopers, scouts, healers, shooters, who all have different abilities, and you've got experience system with level up and helmets that you can equip your squids with. And you have also items and an inventory. So all this brings this tactical depth that I wanted to find on iPhone. I have difficulties to find games that give me that.
Okay, Ubisoft is known for some of the best looking games on every platform. I mean, I remember when Rayman originally came out on the PlayStation 1, everyone was like, there is not a game that looks like this. And on the PlayStation 2, they've had some phenomenal looking games, the PS3, the 360. And now you guys, with this kind of, you know, your influence from that company, you have created this game that looks absolutely beautiful on the iPad and the iPhone. I mean, how hard were you working on the graphical engine for this game?
That's we actually were very lucky and happy to recruit our art director. We'll be very pleased with what you've just said. It's true. I mean, we are very, very happy with art direction so far. He's brought great graphics because it's actually the art of one guy. It's one artist working on this game, and he's made great, great graphics, but also he brought a lot of creativity to the universe. A lot of ideas, a lot of... The character design is really rich and makes the characters alive. So that's really a good job on his side, and we were very happy to work with him. But on the technical side, we didn't develop that much features. It's that's what also gives this unique look and feel to the game. It's mainly paintings. It's like mainly this artist painting the graphics. So that's what gives the game a unique look and feel, and actually that's funny that you talked about Rayman, because part of the team is in Montpellier in south of France, and Ubisoft is also there, and they're working on Rayman Origins, and we had the same beta testers, and some of the beta testers came to us and said, oh, I've just did a beta test for Rayman, and this game looks even better. So we were very, very pleased to hear that, because Rayman looks great already. So it's a good compliment for us.
You made a great point before about how many games on the iPad, even if they're good, even if they're fun, they only take about an hour or two to complete. So considering that you come from this background where these games have so much depth and playability, how long should it take the average gamer to get through Squids?
The average gamer should have 5 to 6 hours of gameplay, probably more things than five. And this means just finishing the first chapter, finishing the game as it is, as it will be on the release next Thursday. But if you want to unlock all the stars, if you want to unlock all the characters, if you want to unlock all the helmets and max out your characters, I don't even know how long it will take, because it's probably more than 15 hours. So it's a pretty, pretty long game if a gamer really wants to unlock everything. And at minimum, it's 5 hours.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the game?
I think that except the graphics, that I'm very proud of, but obviously as a game designer, I've less impact on that so far. I'm really happy with the chain of reaction you can get. So it's a tactical game in the sense that you have, it's turn based. You have a team of squids of characters, with each of them have their abilities and their specificities. So you play tactically like you would in an action RPG, in a tactical RPG. But the action part, with the controls and the pull and throw and the fact that there are physics elements, physical elements, creates a lot of chain reactions. And that's a very big part of the fun, because you can, for instance, hit an enemy and then he bounces on a wall and gets sucked into a water stream and finally gets crushed by an urchin at the other side of the map. So that's something that's very rich and adds a lot of replayability to the game.
Okay, with a lot of, you know, iPhone games, iPad games, things like that, there's always a lot of updates, there's additions added. Are you guys planning to make any extra additions to the game after it's been released?
Sure, we are already working on that. We have planned updates for this release for sure. So we'll add new maps, new characters, new helmets, and we'll push you a little bit the story. And we are also planning for a multiplayer mode that we release with the iPad version in less than a month. So it will be a multiplayer, an asynchronous multiplayer, a little bit like Words with Friends, where you play, but with your squid, you have your team of squids, you play two turns, then you send the game to your friend, and he can play whenever he wants, so you can go on with that, and it's really well fit with the turn-based game. And we obviously plan to also add a sequel to the game with the whole story going on. So this is the first chapter. It's a whole story. It's a whole story arc, and it starts and it finishes with a boss fight. But we have so many ideas that we'd want to work on that we will probably update that within a year for sure.
Okay, there are a litany of games constantly being released for these platforms. How would you sell Squids to a gamer that's on the iTunes, you know, marketplace that's just looking for games and they come across Squids and they see the cute little picture? How would you, you know, kind of convince them to give this game a try?
I think the graphics does a good job for that. But if I had to say something, it's really Angry Birds Meets Worms. I mean, it's a game that's been designed for the tactile, the touch platforms. And it's really simple and rich in its control. But after that, you have a story, you have an epic story that puts you as a little team of squids that face big threats in their world, a little bit like Luke Skywalker, who has to face the Empire and recruit characters into his army to lead the rebellion, but squid style, basically. It's a whole big story with characters, upgrades, something you build as a gamer. You will build your team and play with your play style with a team that match your style.